Look at them all rush over here. This is incredible. Slow down, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Okay, so from what I understand, this is my last time at the podium at training camp, so I'm really depressed about that, and I know you guys are going to miss me, but I'll see you back at Winter Park. I'm excited about where we're going and where we're headed and going on into next week. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself because I know Saturday night's a big deal for all our guys. You know, we're going to kick some field goals. We're going to punt the ball. We're going to have some punt return work to see how far we've come in this week and a half. At that point, it'll be about a week and a half. And then going on into Cincinnati next week is going to be a huge opportunity for our guys in practicing against a very, very good football team. They're very well coached on special teams, and they do a great job. And, you know, when I was with the Kansas City Chiefs, we came to Mankato, and we did that summer practice with the Vikings, and we got a lot out of it. Our guys got a lot of it. It was full speed, and you know, you want to take care of each other. You don't want them to have any injuries or anything. But, you know, so going to Cincinnati next week is going to be a big test for our guys, and obviously next Friday night will be a huge test as well.
Cordero kind of working back in. Do you sort of have a plan for what you want to do with him on kick returns in the preseason?
I do. You know, Coach Zimmer and I will talk about it. We'll see where he's at. And, you know, obviously he wants to do it and get some reps under his belt. And I think, I know this is, you know, his year four for him. And, you know, he's got a lot of returns under his belt. But, you know, like any young man, especially at this stage of his career, he's going to need some reps to get prepared for the season. So my hope is to use him a little bit, maybe not in the first couple games, but maybe as in the last couple, in the last two preseason games if we can.
He's talked a little bit about taking things more seriously this offseason with the receiver position. Does any of that translate over into kick returns?
You know, he's always taken kick returns very seriously. And, you know, he's had a mature, and he's matured over the last three, 4 years. And he's always taken it seriously. Our big focus with him is obviously ball security. You know, sometimes the ball get away from him. He had the one we lost against Green Bay last year that's, you know, unforgivable. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's his biggest deal. He's still working on some of the finer points of his return abilities and really emphasizing ball security.
You mentioned those old Kansas City scrimmages. Some of those got pretty nasty. I mean, special teams can bring out maybe a lot of physicality.
Yeah, it can. You're exactly right, Brian. What we want to avoid, and I was talking to Coach Simmons with Cincinnati this morning for about a half an hour. We went over the entire practice script and what we're going to try to accomplish. And, you know, he and I are friends. We get along. And so we're going to try to, you know, we're going to show some tape of these scrimmages that of good reps of the scrimmages that we've done in the past, either here or that he's done in Cincinnati, and show our guys the tempo. I mean, we don't want it to be a pillow fight. It's not going to be a short scrimmage like we were back in the spring. It's going to be a little bit physical, but at the end of the day, we're trying to get better. We're not trying to get anybody hurt. We don't want to get fights. As that stuff, to me, fighting on the football field doesn't prove you're a tough guy. I think to prove you're a tough guy is doing the techniques and fundamentals correctly and playing strong and playing fast and doing your job at a high level. To me, that's being a tough guy. Yeah, when I was with the Giants, we've scrimmaged the Jets, and it was unbelievable at Albany. And we had Jeremy Shockey, and I get along with Jeremy. Jeremy's a great guy, but he had a mouth on him, and I think like six DBs jumped him after one play. It was six DBs of the Jets against one Jeremy Shockey. It was wild. I mean, I walked quickly the other way, so I didn't get involved with that. But that's the one that stood out. And then obviously here, when I was with the Chiefs, we came to Mankato for one scrimmage one day. It was a really good day. And then the next day, we went back to River Falls, where we used to have camp. And about halfway through camp, I think the guys like Jared Allen and some of the other veterans on both teams said, you know what, let's start a fight here so we can stop practice. So we practice against each other far too long. So I don't think we'll have that in Cincinnati. And I know Coach Zimmer and Coach Lewis get along really well, and we're gonna have a great day and a half there.
Special teams often you get kind of limited reps out in practice. How do you evaluate all the young players who are trying to make an impact on special teams?
Yeah, I don't look at them as limited reps. They're the normal reps you normally get, but you know, compared to offense and defense, you're exactly right. We get reps. We treat these walkthrough reps just like full cover, full speed reps in practice. You know, even though we're jogging through stuff and we're working on the finer points of the techniques and fundamentals, I still get a lot out of that. Are they paying attention to meetings? Are they paying attention to the walkthroughs? Can they run our show team cards right if they're a young guy? And whenever they run our show teams, I tell them all the time, A, they're being evaluated. B, they have to use our techniques and fundamentals. So we're looking at that stuff. We're correcting that stuff in meetings, and we're trying to make those guys better, not only on the punt team, but the show punt return. Not only on the punt return, but the show punt as well, and on down the line, if that makes sense.
Looks like a couple times there's players who will take some of the young players aside and kind of help them with technique and give them advice. Do you kind of rely on the players who have been in the scheme to help help push the young guys along?
Absolutely. We have a great locker room. We got, and I've said this before, what Rick and Coach Zimmer have built in that locker room, the chemistry that we have, we got a lot of unselfish guys that are going to take these young guys under their wing and at any position, and whether it's special teams, offense, or defense. We've got older guys that take these younger guys under their wings and then teach them the finer points, because it, you know, they can listen to the coaches, and they should listen to the coaches, and they're going to work on that stuff in practice. But it really means a lot when it comes from the veteran player, and it means a lot to those young players. And that, we got a bunch of guys like that in our locker room, which is awesome.
Does Blair have a preferred hash mark that he wants to use indoors this year for extra points?
Yeah, I've made the preferred hash mark the middle of the field, so we've okay. changed that. Yeah, we're going to the middle of the field.
Were you surprised last year how the longer extra point affected not just Blair but kickers across the league?
I wasn't surprised because, you know, I've heard coaches, reporters, even players say chip shot, chip shot, chip shot. I don't believe any kick is a chip shot. A 19-yard field goal or a 60-yard field goal, none of them are chip shots, obviously. And at the end of the day, I think, you know, you still got to execute, you still got to protect, you still got to have a good snap, a good hold, a good leg swing. And when you're outside, I mean, not to make excuses for anybody that misses them outside, but it's a little bit different deal. Inside, you know, knock on wood, I hope we're automatic, especially, you know, from 33 yards. We should be.
Gunner, what special teams role do you envision for Marston Boehringer?
He is, you know, obviously the gunner, like you've seen him out there. He can be a halfback on our kickoff return team because he can block, he's strong, he's smart. He can return the ball if they do kick it to him, if they miss hit the ball, our opponent. He can play a little bit on punt return, either as a outside hold-up guy or a rushing off the edge or even holding up a wing. We can do a lot of things with him. He's come a long way since the spring. He's very smart. And I think just learning the game of football, how we play it at this level, it's going to take him some time, but he's come a long way since when he first got here after we drafted him.
Is he making the roster?
I don't know. That's not up to me. I think there's a lot of competition at a lot of different positions. He's going to get an opportunity to make the roster just like everybody else.
Out of curiosity, Mike, the fake punt last year at Green Bay, Adam Thielen.
Yes.
You suggest that? Did Mike suggest that? Or how does it work, like, just the time?
Yeah, Coach Zimmer is very aggressive, and that's what makes my job fun. And we design either surprise onsides or fake field goals or fake punts or whatever it may be, and Coach is always asking, is it there, is it there, is it there? And so we install it early in the season, and we work on against different looks that opponent has that week, and if we get the opportunity to run it, we can run it, and we'll go from there. But he's very aggressive, and obviously it's his call. He's the one who made the call last year, and our guys went out and executed it.
What is it that you guys see out on the field that kind of hints towards – let's run one of these? Is it a way the opponent lines up, or is it something they do pre-snap?
Sometimes the way they line up, it's the down and distance, it's the field position, it's the score, game situation. There's a lot of different factors that come into play, and that's why you don't run fakes very often, because there's not those opportunities don't come up very often.
Do players have the ability to call it off if they don't get the right look?
I can neither confirm nor deny that we'll call off a fake if we call it on the sideline. No, I'm just messing with you. That's an old Navy term. Yeah, I think we have the ability to get out of something that we don't want to run. Absolutely. I didn't want to give any trade secrets, so that was a kind of a dumb joke. My dad's the only one who—he's the only one who laughed. So, my jokes go over so well, John. This is awesome, like a comedian, man. Me and Jimmy Kimmel.
What else? Troy Stoudemire early in training camp.
Troy is very—he's got experience, and because of that experience, he has confidence, and because of that confidence, he's gonna go out there, and the stage won't be too big for him. That's what I like a lot about Troy. He's come a long way with his technique. He didn't catch punts or track punts like I like our guys to do, and he's really very, very coachable, and he wants to get better. It's very important to him. He takes his craft very seriously, and I like working with him. It's going to be fun to see him return the ball.
How's Jeff Locke been progressing through the first week?
He struggled the first day. I think I spoke the day after that. He had a really good plus 50 period yesterday. We went on the other field and kicked some more deep balls, and it was pretty windy yesterday, and I thought he reacted really well. And it's, you know, this time of year, everybody's a work in progress, and you're hoping. And again, like I told our guys, Saturday night's going to be big because it's under the lights. It's a little bit more pressure. I'm excited. We're all excited. And Saturday night here in front of our fans and our great fans that packed this place. And so that'll be a big test for him. See where he's at. Anybody?
One more memory question. Blair told us that it took him a while to get over the missed kick. How long did it take the special teams coach to do that?
I don't think I've gotten over it. I don't know if you ever get over something like that, but, you know, I've moved on from it. I don't think you forget it. I think the one thing I can learn as a coach is to remind him, is, hey, man, let's just focus here. Because he knew the moment, and the moment's not too big for a guy like Blair Walsh. He's been in those type of moments before, maybe not in a playoff game. But For me as a coach, I think I've got to be able to be smart enough or whatever it is and say, hey, you know what, Blair, hey, let's just relax, stay focused here, and he's going to go out and make that kick next time. But you know, I don't think you ever forget a play like that, but I've moved on from it. I don't dwell on it. I mean, I woke up at 3 this morning thinking about it, but other than that, you know, I'm good.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great day.